Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Cowra now. The Mayor is Bill West. He joins us online. G'day, Bill.
Morning, Neil. Good morning, listeners. And sort of, I guess, interesting times around the weather and rain. But anyway, I guess it's what it is, and we've got to sort of smile and keep moving forward, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely right. And the weather's warming up, so that's a positive, I suppose. Now, the Cowra Harness Racing Club had the Dashown races. How did they go?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, a great credit to the Cowra Harness Racing Club, to Dale Davis and all their team and their crew, and Harness Racing New South Wales. This Festival of Cups is really just a great initiative and getting people engaged. And it was a family day, community day, and the trotting was very, very good. A lot of entries, very popular, very well supported by the trotting fraternity, very well supported by the Cowra community and the broader community and the Dashown races. I've got to say, mate, we're an absolutely outstanding success. Probably as many Dashowns there as there was. But I didn't know there were so many Dashowns around.
And there was some good money up for grabs for the fastest hound as well, I believe. So that was great. Great to see, and a great initiative as well. I want to put a smile on plenty of people's faces. Now, this weekend, weather dependent, I suspect, is the Sakura Matsuri Festival.
Sakura Matsuri, that's a carriage, a bit of a carriage, Japanese garden. My understanding it'll be going ahead. Weather's obviously not been kind, and spring is a little bit late this year, but the gardens are still spectacular, and there's still a spectacular array of entertainment and so forth lined up. So, yeah, all roads lead to the Japanese gardens, and if there are issues, well, I'm sure just keep your ears on the radio, and anything that gets changed would obviously be announced. But no, going ahead, and it's a really great initiative, and the Japanese gardens are, like I said, a little bit early, but they're still looking absolutely spectacular, and a great credit to Margaret Davison and Matt Rush, the two leaders up there, and the work they're doing and their teams are doing is brilliant.
All right. Now, World Peace Day was on Wednesday.
World Peace Day. Cowra, of course, is the home of the Australian chapter of World Peace Bill. So there was some work in the morning with youth or youth forum. There was a peace ceremony at lunchtime, and then Rotary had a very culminated day with a very good lunch, very good dinner, sorry, on that night, where they actually acknowledged some members of the community for the local peace awards. So that was a great day, and mate, I think that peace, we talk about peace and we think of Ukraine and Russia and all these other parts of the world that are going through some absolutely atrocious times and situations, but I think we've got to work out peace begins with us. It can begin at home, begin at school. You know, what we do in our life can impact on peace. So I think we've got to bring it down to watch the global level, but also bring it down to a local and personal level.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, mate, I believe you're off to the Japanese embassy.
Off the Japanese embassy tonight. Fair bit of Japanese involvement at the moment. Off the Japanese embassy tonight to the spring reception with Ambassador Yamagami down there. 2 or 3 of us going to go down there and just be hosted, I guess, by the ambassador, with a big crowd there, of course, but hosted by the ambassador, and something support. They support us, so happy to go support their event as well.
Yeah, all right. And I believe council have a position open for a festival coordinator.
Yeah, we've had a very, very good festival coordinator over the years. Meredith Burt has come from Sydney, but she's now got a permanent job in Sydney, and that's left us short. But there'll be a transition, and she will hand over, and she'll still stay working with us until we get a new coordinator appointed. And it's a great position, a great opportunity. So get it out there, and anybody interested, put their hand up and talk to council, please.
Yep, absolutely. And, mate, the traffic on the bridge, there is some congestion issues occurring.
It's becoming a real pain in the proverbial for our community. I think people trying to pass through Cowra, the floods and the water release out of Wangla Dam, which are highly appropriate, I hasten to add, but there is congestion either end of the bridge, people getting off the Olympic Highway, off the Burra Road, people getting around the corner onto the bridge. There's some fairly lengthy traffic delays and I wouldn't say lengthy traffic days by Sydney Peak our standards, by our standards, delays, and it just shows the importance of that low-level bridge or another crossing. Of council's pushing very hard to get a mid-level crossing of the river, which will get above these normal high flows to allow traffic to continue to flow both around our town and our local community, but also people catered for people wanting to travel north-south and not wanting to necessarily use the main street. So there's real opportunity. It really highlights the need for this conversation with Transport New South Wales and our state members to we're reaching out to state member and also to Sam Faraway and Arthur Mana, the Transport New South Wales team, to sort of say, hey, we need to get this bridge need somehow sorted. We need to get a mid-level bridge crossing into the priority list for Transport New South Wales as a matter of urgency.
Okay. All right. I'm with the Mayor of Cowra, Bill West. Bill, thank you for the update. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil. You take care and give a good run too, mate. Hope you and your listeners have a great weekend and a great couple of weeks.